Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Payne and Pendergast. Nick Caserio joins us in about 15 minutes. He is ready to go. So we're looking forward to talking to the Texans executive vice president and GM. Our last conversation with him before we get to training camp in a handful of weeks, and we will undoubtedly talk to him when we kick off training camp as well. So stay tuned. That's 15 minutes from now. Speaking of Nick Caserio, speaking of the Texans, contractually, they've taken care of a few guys this offseason. The big ones were Derek Stingley Jr., Jalen Petrie, and Danielle Hunter. J.J. Watt actually brought this up yesterday when he was asked about Derek Stingley. He kind of talked about Stingley, but then I thought gave a real good compliment and kind of laid out just exactly why the Texans have, I think, kind of had some success in getting this core locked up.
Yeah, I would say that's fair. I mean, we've had some great ones here. Obviously, I play with J. Joe Kareem, some of these great players. But Sting is a phenomenal player, and he's so businesslike in what he does. He just goes down there, locks people up, and goes back to work the next play. Like, he's not the loudest, he's not the most rambunctious, but he just does his job extremely well. And obviously got taken care of because of it. I think one of the best things this organization has done is taking care of their players appropriately. You look at Nico's deal now, it's one of the best deals in football. But at the time it was signed, Nico was happy, the team was happy, everybody's happy, and there's none of that animosity of when are we gonna get this deal done? Why isn't this deal getting done? Now Nico goes out there and plays unbelievable football because he's proud, the team put their faith in him, and he can in turn pay it. Same with Sting. I mean, look at Daniil getting taken care of. Like, I'm sure Will and CJ coming up. If you take care of your guys the right way early on, they'll repay you in spades.
JJ has shouted that from the rooftops. He's been saying that, not just about the Texans, but about all these teams, you know?
Well, I wonder too, how much of his comments from yesterday are being played up in Pittsburgh right now, where TJ Watt is currently in a contentious situation with the Steelers.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, like, he's, you know, that's how he feels about his brother, I'm sure.
Yep.
when he started off talking about Stingley, yesterday I went and I had recorded all the press conferences in one long recording. And I just wanted to go through and mark, okay, where each guy began. So Stingley, on the Texans YouTube, Stingley started talking at 33 minutes and 12 seconds.
Yeah.
Chubb started talking after Stingley completed his entire press conference.
Yeah.
So Stingley started at 33 minutes, 12 seconds. Chubb started at 35 minutes, 30 seconds.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the?
Dude.
It's awesome, man. I love him so much. It's not like he's a jerk. He's not one of those guys that doesn't want to talk to the media and is a jerk about
it.
He's up there smiling the whole time.
Yes.
But he gives like literally 3-word responses. I love it.
Seth, I took it a step further. I actually timed each of his answers.
Yeah.
I don't know if I tweeted it, but I sent it to a couple of people, including Nick. And I said these are the Stingalytics of the press conference.
Uh-huh.
9 answers. Average answer, 6.3 seconds. That's a fact. That's not me being cute. or sarcastic. Derek Stingley Jr. did a press conference where he got 9 questions, which that's a normal length of a press conference. And we get cuts when we get cuts from Tyler Milner. Of all the cuts, like from all the press conferences, usually there's anywhere from like 9 to 12 cuts somewhere in there. So 9 is a normal answer. 6.3 seconds is not a normal length of response at all. The one long answer he gave was about Dino Vasso.
He
went 18 seconds on the Texans secondary coach.
18 seconds from Derek Stingley.
That may as well have been
you 3 times as much as everybody else.
He may as well have been Winston Churchill at that point. The 18 seconds up there, you know, it's just up there. 18 seconds of bebopping and scutting on Dino Vasso, man. Oh my God, that was great. That was great.
Dino Vasso does deserve more credit than we talk about, perhaps. And I've said this, he's turning into a nose tackle almost, where you talk so much about how they're underappreciated that they become appropriately appreciated. You think about that secondary and the fact that you had 2 rookies starting in it last year. Vasso has been with Derek Stingley the entire time.
Yeah.
He's a holdover from the previous staff, so obviously D'Amico had good word of mouth on him, probably out of Philadelphia. The exciting part about that is the potential that, man, if you look at the Chiefs, one of the reasons that they've been as good as they have defensively is that they coach up their defensive backs really, really well.
Yeah.
And they're able to lose free agents here and there or to retirement, and they just roll the next guy up. So that's where hopefully, man, if there's a Jalen Smith effect here. And by the way, it sounds like they were playing out there in dime 6 defensive backs a lot yesterday, where both Petrie and Jalen Smith were on the field.
That's
fun to think. If you can stop the run when you're in dime, that's the key. So Jalen Petrie's really got to play like a linebacker in those situations. It really opens up a whole lot of possibilities.
We've got a few texts here. We'll get to them. Nick Caserio joins us at 7:15 on the show. So if you're a normal 7 o'clock listener, know that we're going to jump out here in a few minutes, and we've kind of restructured the break. So we're going to go 7:15 all the way up to just before 8 o'clock with Nick Caserio. This is interesting. This goes back to you and I talking about Nick Chubb and Joe Mixon a little bit earlier in the show, Seth. Could Chubb and Mixon be what they have in Detroit with a 2 running back attack?
I think, no, not necessarily just because Jahmyr Gibbs as a receiver is such a thing. So I think if you want a Detroit Lions type of scenario, you got to look at there's the package deal of Mixon and Chubb, and then Woody Marks is your receiving threat.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm really not trying to pigeonhole Woody Marks into being a third down back. But as a rookie, with those 2 running backs and Damian Pierce ahead of him as the all-purpose type backs, I think you look at Woody Marks initially, you'll probably use as a third down back. And then they'll work him in as they see fit. Neither Joe Mixon nor Nick Chubb have ever been huge as receivers out of the backfield. Obviously, they can do it.
They've got that skill
set.
Yeah, they've got that skill set for sure. Someone said J.J. Watt could beat out Dalton Schultz at tight end right now on the text page.
Sign him as a gadget tight end during the playoffs.
He's got more of a gadget tight end physique right now. I know, as you said, that we can trigger the defensive end physique with just a few good workouts, but if he were to just want to rip off that T-shirt he had on yesterday, cool T-shirt, by the way, JJ. That was a cool Texans T-shirt he had. If he were just to rip that off and say, you know what, I want to get in there right now, spot tight end would probably be it. And JJ's got the film for it too, man. Those 3 touchdown catches he had in 2014 were no joke. A couple of them. One was a toe tapper in the back corner against the Browns, and one was a diver at the goal line against the Titans.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
JJ as a receiver is kind of like a gargantuan version of DeAndre Hopkins.
Yeah.
Big catch radius,
yes.
Gigantic hands.
Huge hands.
And,
yeah.
And JJ, man, I'll tell you what. This is the thing I hate about JJ Watt. All right, of the many things I hate about JJ Watt, this is the thing I hate most. Honestly, he's one of those people when you meet him, you feel like a little boy because he's got these gigantic hands. He's got the frame of a guy that could easily play offensive tackle.
Yes,
you know, and you just feel like oh, I'm not actually a man, am I? What the hell?
Yep. Yeah, man.
He's
something else. Texter says, I imagine D'Amico Ryans feels like he could come back for a snap or two also. Yeah, like I think the players say that about D'Amico quite a bit, is that he's, you know, he always feels like he's chomping at the bit to get in there, D'Amico.
The only the other guy, J.J. Watt, the other fact that flashed to me, J.R. Richard is the other guy I've had that feeling about. When I met J.R. Richard, who at the time was 70 or so,
yeah.
I was like, oh, this guy could kick my ass.
Yeah, large
His
individual,
hands
man.
Are so big.
Can you imagine being in the batter's box with that guy on the mound? How intimidating that was? This is great. Texter, imagine trying to fill 45 minutes with Caserio if he were giving Stingley-level answers. No, you can count on Nick for you know, Nick is a good innings eater from that standpoint. He gives good lengthy answers. He's not he doesn't have that Stingley vibe. 6.3 seconds per answer.
Average answer. Meltzer and I interviewed, I can't remember which player this was. It was a defensive back way back in the day. Not a starter, but we had him coming off the field during training camp, and every answer was like, three words.
Yeah.
And one of them we said, like, hey, so how'd practice go out there today? And he said, prat good. Not practice good. Prat good.
Didn't even give you full words.
That was his whole answer.
Yeah,
like, looking at each other like, hey, what did he say?
He's speaking to you like my son Sammy texts me.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
like the
yeah.
abbreviations yeah. and yeah, acronyms and whatnot. All right. Nick Caserio ready to join us. He's going to join us in the next segment. We'll get his thoughts on Texans minicamp, the signing of Nick Chubb, the offseason C.J. Stroud has had, the offensive line. We'll get into all of that with Nick Caserio, Texans Executive Vice President and General Manager, coming up next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down. We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.